Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat or food in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Do we have to tithe? No, nor do you have to have windows of heaven pouring out blessing, not enough room to receive it. Verse 11, "And you get the windows of heaven pouring out, not enough room to receive blessing." And that's not all. If you decide to become a tither today, you will also get, is that right?
That's right.
The devourer rebuked.
That's right.
Off of your stuff.
That's right.
Stuff. Off of your stuff.
That's right.
He will not destroy the fruits of your ground. Your vine will not cast her fruit before the time in the field.
Hallelujah.
Blessed and protected.
Amen.
These are the benefits of tithing. Now you can see the Lord has the ability to protect you from that which devours and destroys, and even to sustain you and your stuff from premature wear or decay. You know that His people in the wilderness, the Bible said, their shoes did not wear out. All those years trotting around out there in the desert, and their shoes never wore out. He has this ability to cause your refrigerator to just run and run and run and run and run and keep on running, and your car and your house, everything in it. See, what folks don't realize, what a lot of people call normal wear and tear is being devoured. And then it begins to get obvious. You get something that's brand new and it's unusable in 6 months. That is not supposed to be your life. Are y'all with me, friends? That's a curse. Stuff breaking, wearing out, being used up, being unusable, half of its service life. That's not supposed to be happening. And if you got that kind of thing happening and happening and happening, you need to begin to pray and find out why. Because this is eating up your profit. This is eating up money you could be spending on something else. And if you don't, if you're not here and don't know this and are not doing this, you don't have to look any further to get started right here. Look at tithing. Now, we went into some detail with this, talking about how to have a good crop, you got to have good seed. You got to have good ground to sow it into. But that's not the end. You can put the best seed in the world in the best ground in earth. And if you don't have adequate rain, you don't have adequate sunshine and rain, and the things you need, you can lose that whole crop. And that is the blessing of the Lord, isn't it? The rain from heaven, the sunshine from heaven, that's the blessing of the Lord. So if you don't have the blessing of the Lord on your sowing, you're not going to have anything to harvest. That's the first part of the benefits of tithing, the blessing. I will open the windows of heaven. I will pour out on you. That is descriptive of rain. You read that in other passages. But not only that, you can have abundant rain, you can have great weather, you can have 50-fold crops sitting there ready to get in, and you can have a swarm of locusts come in there.
That's right.
If it's cotton, you can have boll weevils.
That's right.
You can have, what are they called, aphids. You can have beetles, all this kind of stuff. And I mean, these things can come in and swarm and just eat up your crop.
That's right.
And even though you had everything necessary to have a wonderful crop, get no crop. You can lose a crop because of pests, insects, things that devour. So you need some blessing.
That's right.
And you need some protection. And what gets you that?
Tithing.
Tithing is not sowing. But if you want your sowing to be blessed, you need to be a tither.
That's right. That's right.
Now let's begin to deal with some of these issues that people have about tithing, and let's honestly search the scriptures concerning this. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis, the 14th chapter. We're not talking about legalism. We're not talking about being required to do anything. We're talking about truth that makes free. He said, bring all the tithes, the tenth part of everything, 10% of everything, into the storehouse that there may be fruit in my house, the Lord says. Just listen to these. They'll put these on the screen for us. You're waiting for me in Genesis.
Yes, sir.
You're just sitting there, got your motors idling.
Yes.
Ready, huh? To go. You ready to
yes.
go? But you just sit there and idle there, and I'm going to give you this to prepare for. Leviticus 27:30. Leviticus 27:30 says, all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. Now here's the question. Is there a holy portion? Is there a part that belongs to the Lord? Now we're going to see this as we go through this further, but this deals with the actual existence of God. It deals with whether you believe in God or not. It's like prayer. If you don't believe in God, you don't pray. If you do pray, who are you praying to? If prayer is legitimate, God must be real. If God's not real, prayer is a delusion. Tithing is the same way. If you don't tithe, feel no need to tithe, it's like acting like there's no God. Like I got nobody helping me. I don't need any protection. I live by my wits and my brawn. And my money that I make is my money. And I don't owe anybody anything. Really? Personally,
come on.
I believe I could not be standing up here moving my mouth tonight
that is right.
unless somebody was helping me out. I believe there is an Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth, and He's the one that keeps the sun shining. He's the one that keeps gravity working. He's the one that keeps my heart beating. He's the one that helps me to think. And so everything that I'm able to do and have any success in, the first thing I ought to think of
yes.
is He
Hallelujah.
Helped me
yes.
to get this
yes.
and to have this and to do this. And so like prayer, to return the first tenth part to Him is saying, Lord, I acknowledge You are my source. I'd have nothing if it wasn't for You. It all came from You. But if you say, no, I don't owe God anything. I don't owe God any tenth. What you're saying is, no part of what I have belongs to Him. What I have, mine's is mine's. I earned it by my sweat, by my smarts, I don't owe God anything. None of what I got is His. And then you got people that get out of that ditch and go all the way across the road and ditch on the other side and go, well, I don't tithe because everything I have is the Lord's. Oh, that sounds religious, doesn't it? I mean, everything. Well, if everything you have is the Lord's, why are you using so much of it? If it's His, give it to Him. And if everything you have is His, then you have nothing to give Him.
That's right.
Anything that would go from you to Him, you didn't give Him anything. It wasn't yours to give to start with.
That's right.
No, that's not right. The Lord said, the tenth is mine. Did He say it?
Yes.
We just got through reading it to you. And there are numerous other places that say the same thing, but He didn't say 20% is mine.
Right.
He didn't say 50% is mine.
Right.
He didn't say 80% is mine.
Uh-huh.
Man, I wish the government would tell me 10%. Would you?
Yeah.
Let me just stop right here. Do we support our government more than our God? Why don't folks tithe? Well, I just don't believe that it's for today. Why do you believe that? We're going to go into this further. Go ahead and smile a little bit. There's no need to get perturbed about it, because nobody going to make you do anything. Nobody can
That's
make
right.
you do anything.
That's right.
You know, when this is over tonight, you're going to do what you're going to do.
That's right.
I know that, and you know that. And I'm not trying to make anybody, and there's no pull here. I'm telling you what I believe.
That's right.
And what we do.
That's right.
And what I can see working.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm not trying anything. We've been doing it for decades, and I'm going to do it till I leave here.
That's right.
This is what we believe.
Yes.
And if this is your church, and I'm your pastor, and we're leading you, then you, if you're not doing it, you need to have a good reason why.
That's right.
Do you know what you're doing and why you're not doing it? Or is it just about the money? Are you just scared? Well, let's get free. I said, let's get free and let's get all the blessing we're supposed to have and let's get all the protection we're supposed to have and begin to come up to the reaping. Does this have anything to do with our reaping? Can you see why I'm still on it? And we need to camp on it some more, because you can't really talk about harvesting and leave this alone and ignore it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me